This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday. March 3rd, 2021.
Ooh! Yeah, buddy.
Not bad right there.
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
It's a mighty fine ringing, Tex.
How's it going?
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's Wednesday. Hump day. People still call it that. I don't know.
I hear it from time to time. I think it's coming back, actually.
Aren't you supposed to shake the hips when you say it, though? You can't do that anymore?
No, but then again, if you try to pretend to be a camel and someone thinks you're making fun of someone with a humpback, then you also have issues. Yeah, so, man. I mean, police yourself, please. Please, police yourself, please.
Yeah, there's one person that we know that used to do that a lot. And I don't know if you were, I can't remember.
I remember. Who? Yes.
I can't remember if it was Nani and myself that were with each other when we saw this guy in traffic. Mm-hmm. Or if you were with us too, but you had a girl with him. And then something happened to where the girl either bent down to grab something in the car, and then he just looks at us.
He would start doing the thing like he's, you know, slapping the butt.
Well, normally he would do that, but in this instance, he did the two fingers in the tongue.
Oh.
And then he just drove off.
Yeah. Like, he was also the one who was driving in front of us one time and stopped, put the car in park, and went and started humping the air and started pointing to the sign that said hump.
What? I know,
and
man.
He was sober. Like, he was just, you know, rest in peace, by the way. Oh, man.
He's a wild guy.
Yeah, I miss him. But, you know. That was so funny. He would just like, what's wrong? You having car trouble? And then over there, like, do you need the Heimlich? What are you doing? He's like, no, hump. Get it?
I just imagine if the girl would have saw it, she'd have been like, oh, that's just him.
Oh, that's just him.
She wouldn't have got mad and started smacking him.
Yeah. That's just him being him.
He's just telling the truth.
Him?
That's where we're going right now.
I got a couple things to tell y'all, and I'm sure y'all have some things to tell me, and we'll tell each other things. But first of all, today, sunshine till the evening, okay? So that's good. Sunshine today. Man, it's so weird, because last night I asked a speaker, I said, what's the weather tomorrow? It's like cloudy with showers, high of 67. I get here, I find out, no, it's going to be sunshine till the evening when there is a small percentage of precipitation with a high of 67. She or he was right on that. But
yeah,
it was right on that. But right now it's clouds and 41 in Powdersville.
Clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how do you know?
I don't know. I mean, they may be. Yeah, you can tell. You see the moon stuff. You can tell they're not there.
Aren't we officially done with the winter? I think we're out of it. Like, I think it's officially
the book. You talking about ratings?
I'm talking
ratings?
About
it. Let me say ratings. When I say ratings, it does not sound like ratings or anything like it should.
Hold ratings?
On. Give me a second, I'll tell you. Because I have my... I have a daily planner.
Because I noticed last night it wasn't dark yet, and I'm like, hey, it's like past 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Almost time spring forward.
Spring forward, Sunday week.
Oh, okay. So we are close.
Yeah, 14th.
Look at that, man. Year's already flying by.
That's 2 days after Friday. Yeah.
Look, man.
What else do you need to know? Yom Kippur?
Thank you. Yeah. Next holiday.
See, this is what happens when Nine's not here to Google these things, and I'm just having to go through my literal day planner.
Yeah, you got to sharpen the skills.
Just do that by the month anyway and just see what's coming up. Okay, I'm to May now.
You have to plan your days ahead.
Yeah, I do.
Not as they're going.
What I get backwards on is my day planner starts with a monthly pick. Like you see the whole month.
Good.
So you can put little notes there. But then you turn the page, and guess what? You get a whole page for a day.
Yeah.
So where do I put it? Do I put it on the little square, or do I devote a portion of the page of the day? Because some days there's nothing on the page.
If you have a lot, you can put a reference point to say C page of the day.
Ooh.
Or plans later on.
Oh, S-E-E page of the day. I was like, that's a nice planner you got there.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you're prepared. You won't forget, like, you know, a holiday like Easter or something or a birthday.
Now, Easter, I would never be able to forget.
Oh, no.
As long as my sweet mother's with us. Hey, Mama.
Some people use the phone, man. It's hard to... Like, it's easy for the phone because it pops up. I would forget to look in the book.
You know what I'm going to do this year, and I'm totally prepared for it, is because she always asks me to go to church with her on Easter Sunday. And this year, I'm going to go to her house and watch it on the internet with her.
Oh,
and that, I mean, that's like a meeting in the middle.
That is kind of fun.
Neath that old George Pine. I don't want to go to get dressed up and go to church. Go to.
Okay.
But I do, the meaning of it and the communion of fellowship, I get it. But I think with the digital sense, then that can still be accomplished.
I was going to ask if you still had to dress up. Because I don't know if you're going to go eat after. Or...
I mean, you have to, don't you?
Yeah, you got to, ministry. It's still Sunday.
You gotta eat lunch.
You can order in, but I don't think it's right to eat and watch church at the same time.
Wait, man.
Yes.
Well, they drink coffee at some of them, which, I mean, that's kind of like, I mean, think about that. Like, you're drinking drugs at church. Jimmy always talks about the Ean with the caffeine and cocaine. Let's call him. Let me text him first and make sure it's okay. Because I don't want him to, like, maybe his phone's in the back seat. Like, maybe he's already boxed up his cell phone. And it's in the trunk and he pulls over and he's pissed off.
Man, that was the worst part about going to church is you had to sit through the traditional. It's going to be an hour. When you go in at 11 o'clock, you know you're not getting out till 12.
No, it was almost like you also, like you imagine, the preacher gets paid by the hour. He has to. He's working it all the way up to the hour, so because maybe they don't push it forward. You know, okay, 55 minutes, fine, pastor, take the full hour. I mean, the poor guy's really only got 3 appearances per week unless somebody dies. Let's think about this.
Yeah.
Man, you don't have to answer this, but I am curious. So Mary's like a traditionalist when it comes to church. She's probably been able to say one for a long time. But, you know, all these churches can't really adapt to the technology. So I know she had to switch churches because of that.
Oh, no, hers is, they're teched up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they're good. I think they had all that set up anyway, like the screens and stuff, because of the poor vision of a lot of the parishioners.
That's true.
I mean, you look up instead of holding, and plus your hands holding the hymnals. Especially with the hymnals. Hell, you go to restaurants now, you got to scan a QR code to even look at the menu. If you don't have your cell phone, you're SOL on knowing what they serve.
Pretty much.
Give me soup of the day.
It's going to be loaded potato every day.
He says it's okay to call him. Do you know his phone number?
I can look it up.
I don't know it by heart. I mean, that's the thing.
He's your best friend.
I mean, hell. I can... I'm sorry. I know. I can't tell you...
You're going to have to sing, too, when you watch church with her?
Oh, I love
that'd
part.
That'd be good.
I do love that part. I went to that Hymns and Hops over there at one. Man, a little pee came out just then. Yeah, I mean, it really did. Maybe it was one more. And the fellowship.
Yeah.
And the
that's missing right now. That's the only thing you don't get.
The singing. Like, even if it's at secular concert, as my mama would say. If it's a secular concert, still, like, that's what I was saying the other day. If you're at a Creed concert and everybody starts singing, but you're singing as Scott Stapp.
That's so good.
What a beautiful moment that would be in your life.
I would never forget that.
Did he change his mind?
Nah, he's there. We just argued for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Argued back and forth.
Argued. Hey, Jimmy.
Yo.
You want to play a quick fun? We can't do games anymore on the radio, because we don't have prizes to give away. So I think it would be a fun game to figure out. Why is 9 running late? Unless it's something to do with your health, then I cannot ask.
Well, first of all, I'm not actually running late. I've already been there today.
Oh, really?
You've been here, done that.
I've been there today already, yeah. Technically, I'm not running late. I had to leave and come back.
Okay, then we can still play. You messed yourself.
Oh, man,
you messed yourself
guess.
Here. You messed yourself here.
He forgot his cap.
What kind of cap? Like on his head?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or he had a shirt. It didn't have enough cuss words on it, so he went and changed.
Okay, and then there was no Sharpie because promotions is closed. And, okay, so Fatboy says you didn't have a T-shirt on with enough cussing. I say that there was some soiling of some kind of article of clothing. Paige, you?
Someone called something about your house.
Someone called something about... I feel like that's too anonymous. I need more. I could have said something happened to his clothes.
Yeah.
I actually said he defecated them.
He had to go home for a reason.
Judge Jeremy.
I don't know. Maybe
we already knew that he had to go home. That's the reason. We're trying to find out the reason. That's the thing.
Animal related. Yeah.
Animal. You know, several texts. Bloody stool. I assume they're talking about your dog and not you.
Well, it's hard to say.
All right, let's go ahead and find out who won the first round of why. Was 9 running late, but he got there, and then something happened. He had to go home for a reason, but he's on his way here.
Way back.
It didn't involve any kind of stool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vomit?
I had no, nothing really exciting. I forgot something very important that I need today.
Okay.
I may have told you guys that I'm closing on the house today.
We have pens here, 9.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I forgot the cashier's check. I had to go back home and get it because I won't have time to go get it after 10 o'clock.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically giving the finger to everybody who listens now. Unless they don't like me, then they're happy. Well, now they're mad because I'm on the phone.
I know. I was just looking at the ratings. They're through the roof.
we
have the access to real-time ratings.
Insta
yes,
ratings.
Of course.
Yeah.
Insta rating. Oh, man. So let's go and get a traffic report out of the way. What's it like where you are?
Oh, yeah.
85's moving pretty good. I'm in the right. I'm stuck in the right-hand lane I'm going about 62. It's moving, though. I haven't seen any accidents.
Yeah.
I would like to go faster, but I'm kind of blocked in by a box truck.
You boxed in by a box truck.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here we go.
Hopefully you don't get T-boned by a state truck.
Now I can speed and get there. Still late, but you know, not as late.
Hey, I would rather you get here, arrive alive.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Arrive alive.
Well,
I want you to get here.
He said he'd rather I arrive on time.
Who said this?
The boss text. He said he'd rather I arrive on time.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. You're on my time, bro.
There's a fun game to play. Don't mention it. We won't, and let's see if you get in trouble.
Yeah, I already texted him and told him because he likes to get up at 6 and check on us. So I said, hey, I'm going to be late, but not really because I've already been there. I just had to go back home and get the check.
You have his cell phone number?
Must be nice.
Wow.
He He's got a direct line of communication.
He does.
Interesting.
Yeah, we have a text line between us.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have a group text with Mark. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the two of us.
Okay. All right, then. Well, take your time, okay?
Yeah, might as well.
Well, I'm at the exit now. I'm about to be back.
Oh, let's see if I can see you.
I'm not at that exit. I'm on the 85 exit.
Blow the horn. Let's see if we can hear you. Y'all don't say nothing.
No, I'm a mile away.
No, blow the horn. Let's see if we can hear.
Wait.
Blow your horn.
I don't want to scare the guy. I'm tailgating.
All right.
Morning. Piss off box
better
truck.
Off the road.
We're going to guess. Corvette.
No, he'll be rolling in right behind me, I imagine.
Yeah. All right.
And then leaving right before I do.
You be careful.
I appreciate it. I'm almost there, and I've already been careful. And not right, because you told me to either.
Drive reckless.
I will.
Bye. I hate you.
Oh, man.
I'm glad he knew now than later on, because that's a lot
of stress
to go through.
Did you freaking imagine?
Like, because he gets there.
It's been hell for him to, like, get the date on the books, and then finally.
Right? Like, poor guy.
I thought he had a special pen that he wanted to sign. Like, his, I mean, I saved that for the longest time, the pen that I signed, my first home purchase.
Yeah,
really
it was
did.
Like a Mont Blanc or something fantastic.
No, it was not. It was like a Bic, yeah. I mean, it was just like symbolic. Like, oh, look at me signing right up into it like everybody
yes.
else.
Here I come.
It probably had the, wherever you got the home loan from, it had their information on the pen. One of those.
You know, what's crazy is that home loan changed hands four times the first month I owned it. I was like, do I have to pay a mortgage? Y'all are fighting over who wants the money. I think I should have a bidder's war to see who gets it.
Did you finally like the bank they settled with?
I did not.
Oh,
I didn't.
That kind of happened to me.
Many of them since.
Uh-huh.
We'll put it back in escrow.
Yeah, put it back in there. All right. Hell, Jimmy will be here by the time we start headlines, probably. Also, we will do the Brutally Honest Music Review today. A brand new band will come on that... this is not a band that was had any kind of... I didn't recognize the name. Am I wrong with that?
Yeah, they're... I want to say that maybe he was on for Phonaroo a long
time
ago.
That's where I shoot myself in the foot. I see a lot, and everybody does.
Yeah.
I mean, hell.
It's hard to keep up.
Yeah. You should put a little note on there, though, to see if they've been on before. Yeah, thank you. Former guest of the show, that kind of thing. All right, you can call us if you'd like, 1-800-774-0093, right after the sports hole. We'll get into some phone calls. Also, text us 72341. Standard data and text rates apply. And then we're on social media, most of those at The Rise Guys. All righty. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right, authorities want to see the black box from Tiger Woods' his SUV after the wreck. So we'll talk about that whole thing next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Thank you.
They haven't gotten that yet? Like, how does that... Is that because it was like a luxury car, like that Genesis?
Yeah, they're saying a lot of these new cars now just have these black boxes.
But it has to be like a luxury thing, right? And
I
why would...
I think it's basic.
Is it because if someone steals it? You still have GPS on it. Hell, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it just says how fast it goes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hurry him get here, Jimmy. We need some answers. All right. That's Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
The radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. All right, so now the authorities want to see the black box from the wreck involving Tiger Woods and his SUV. So, you know, the FAA looks at the black box from planes that have crashed.
Yeah.
So now the authorities say they want the black box from this accident, and the sheriff's deputies, they say that they're going to reconstruct the traffic collision, and they kind of downplayed the criminal aspect about the investigation, saying that they rather want to do due diligence and reconstruct the accident to determine if somebody was on their cell phone or something like that, to determine if there's something that happened to cause the collision.
But you only... That's only on, like, bigger, more expensive vehicles. We were figuring.
I thought it was standard.
Because that's a Genesis. You know what's crazy is I thought Genesis, when I heard that name, I thought that was like a subpar car. I did not realize that it was like such a luxe.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, I'm not saying anything subpar, but I thought it was like a, you know.
Oh, no, they're nice.
One of those cars that's made by a well-known company, but they call it a mid-grade thing, but it actually turns out, hey, it was a pretty nice car.
It's a nice car, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Just about every modern vehicle has an event data recorder.
I have one?
Oh, yeah.
Do I have a catalytic converter?
Not for long.
Unless somebody stole it. If you start it up and you ain't got one, you'll notice.
Nah.
Like, I ain't driving a tractor. Why does it sound like a tractor?
Why's it got black smoke everywhere? Good driver.
So basically, they want to prove if it was Tiger's fault or something was wrong with the vehicle. So at this point, they're not trying to get a warrant for Tiger Woods' blood at the time to attempt to learn if he was under the influence of some kind of medication, but they're trying to reconstruct the accident to see if he was, negligent, going too fast, or if there's something wrong with the car.
Besides hurting himself, did he do any property damage or hurt anybody else?
Probably hurt some. I think he hit a tree at one point. Probably did some damage to the tree and some grass.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm sure he could take care of that. I mean, I don't, you know. I know you don't want to have people texting and driving and all that stuff, but that's, I mean, like, he didn't hit anybody. He probably learned, if he was texting, he probably learned a real fast lesson about that stuff. Real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Too fast for conditions, and I've heard that that area is bad anyways. Just many accidents have occurred.
Yeah.
So
what do you do for pain management? Because he's got to be on something. But he just had a back surgery not long ago, and you know when he got that DUI, he was on some stuff.
I think his third back surgery, right?
Yeah, something like that. Like he's always on something. But he's got to be on something, right? I mean, there's a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we can know how much he's worth. Why can't we know what kind of medication he's on?
I mean, we should.
Be able to find all that information.
I mean, we should know somebody who would just tell us this stuff. Who worked at a pharmacy. A big chain pharmacy.
It was... But you have to realize they're also doing that to us as well.
I know, man.
And anyone else they thought of locally.
That's why I don't like bankers.
All right. Well, she was all dressed in purple, and Dolly Parton, she got vaccinated, and now she wants you to do the same. You know, she invested $1 million into the Moderna vaccine, and she got vaccinated yesterday at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. And as she was doing it, she posted a video.
So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
Too many puns.
I want to get back to normal, whatever that is. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there, get shot.
She's so
was that freeformed? Did she just spit that?
I think it was. I think that was all just off the cuff.
Because she giggled when she realized, and she says, "No, I'm being dead tears."
Dead.
That little wheezy kind of laugh she has.
Well,
that's a shock. That video,
chicken squat.
Uh huh.
Yeah, yep. I mean, don't be a chicken blank.
But you, yeah, that's political. Blanket. I mean, it really is.
Don't
but
be a chicken squat.
You won't take a statue or anything else political.
Well, I mean, is it? It's something.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, like.
Shouldn't be.
No issue relating to medicine is a political issue, but this is America, so we've made everything a political issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yep. Absolutely everything. We try to draw down those lines because we have such allegiance to people who don't give a flying blank about us.
I saw a meme yesterday, and I was like, God, that's so true, but I would certainly not. I mean, it's one of those touchy kind of things. Was like, yeah, it's right. I was like, I'm not going to share that because it would do way more harm than it would do good. But I was like, it's so true, though. It's just so true. I'll share it with you off the air. And I'm not saying that to be mean to y'all, but it's just like one of those things where that person had it dead on, and more people need to see that. But you can't because
of who the person is?
Or what it represents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those, what color is this dress?
No.
Oh, no.
Because that's divisive, too.
Yeah, it is. People argue like hell over that.
Mm-hmm.
People just like to argue about anything. I mean, the internet's...
What's that supposed to mean? Anybody likes to argue about
it. Uh-huh. People certainly do.
Yeah. That's what we've gotten from the internet is pornography and the ability to argue with strangers all the time. And we love arguing with strangers all the time.
And then you find out you could have been arguing with bots. Yeah. Or like literal bots.
Yeah. There are people who spend all day on Twitter arguing politics with bots.
Or flirting with fake celebrities.
Yeah.
God, you just nailed it. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Arguing in porn.
Yeah.
Well.
That's it.
That's what life is now.
Buying things also in there.
Yeah, shopping.
Bit.
Online shopping and arguing in porn.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Porn, arguing, shopping, and seeking attention.
When the Swedes invented the internet, they were like, it's going to be used for porn and arguing.
Like, we strictly use the internet for the seven deadly sins and nothing else.
Right?
It was actually two Swedes.
Yeah. Food, arguing, and porn.
Yeah, now you got all the food delivery services. So there's your gluttony and your sloth.
Yes.
Yeah, because the chain holding him to the table is the charger holding you to your cell phone.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sloth.
Hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right.
So you have pride seeking out stuff. You got... greed, everybody trying to run a scam. Plenty of lust, plenty of envy. Also, where you showcase your pride on your IGs and stuff. That's also where you envy, and then the gluttony, and then the wrath and sloth. Yeah, all of the internet is the seven deadly sins wrapped up in a neat little package on your phone.
You can't put it in that package. For a lot of people, it is, but like I Instagram the hell out of stuff, and I don't like I'm not trying to show off. I mean, really not.
Never?
Like, I don't, what am I showing off?
I mean, I'm not saying you are.
No, I just, I'll put ball cards and stuff in my story, but that's just actually helped me find more people to collect them. Because I hate using hashtags.
Yeah.
If somebody dies that I've met, I'll post that picture. But I mean, it's not like, hey, I met this famous person that just died. I think it's, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just like, hey, this is a memory I had. I don't know. Why am I defending myself?
Right? Nobody brought it up. But we all do that. So, I mean, you're one of many. Yes. You want to record your life on social media. That's what we do. That's basically what you're doing.
But I do more on the story portion just because it's just, I don't know, more of a fleeting thing.
Well, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I care more about the pictures I post on my post than I do my story.
Mm-hmm.
But I never fleet, ever. Suppository or Twitter. Neither.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Fat Boy, what is up in the sports hole?
I got a fun little story I might be getting worked with, but I don't know. That's where I need you two to come in.
Need you.
Famous rapper. Tweeted something that pissed a lot of the Worker Brothers off. Talk about wrestlers.
Okay.
Might have a little feud brewing.
Famous rapper that we will know or famous?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You'll know him. You'll know his dance. He turns out a ton of cameos.
Is it Cupid from the Shuffle?
He ain't going to pop no ratings. It ain't a work, brother.
Hey!
He ain't going to pop a number on your TV show. It's not a
pop, 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 pop. All right, we'll find out who he's referring to next. It's a Black Scorpion. I feel it. Right, next. Right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others. None of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good. Every morning.
93.3.
Rocks! And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
All right, so I think I'm getting worked. That's what it looks like now, according to Niner.
Wow, is that not really Jason Williams on Twitter?
Nah, it was. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I'm about to talk about that at some point.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But this right here, this rapper tweeted. I think this rapper's talking about the music scene in general because he tweeted, rap game faker than WWE.
Rap game faker than WWE. Okay.
The famous rapper in question.
50 Cent?
No. Mm. He's got his own dance.
What, I said, he said Cupid. Superman.
McHammer.
What's his name?
Crank
it. You cranking it?
Crank it. Ah, I don't remember. Superman.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy. Yeah, he makes the water.
He's
yeah.
cheap on Cameo, and he turns out a bunch.
Oh, yeah, man. He had a big song 14 years ago.
And so WWE people are pissed at him for saying that WWE's fake?
Yeah, there's – I got to be honest. I don't know who T-Bar is.
But that's Dominic Dijak. That's Dijakovic. Big dude.
Oh, okay. I was going to say there's one right on the frontage road down there.
Yeah, he used to be Ring of Honor as Dijak.
Oh, okay. He's tweeting as Soulja Boy. Does the rap game take years off your life and leave you with countless injuries and debilitating pain?
Woo!
But he got a...
Well, you know, ask Tupac Biggie about that.
He got more of a... He got more of a rise out of the Apex Predator. The eyes might be too close together.
Oh.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Randall Keith Orton.
Mm-hmm. RKO.
RKO said fake. Dare this prick to step up. He don't like movies? Consider us actors that do stunts without pads 200 days a year.
Oh, my God. I see what's happening here. He's going to tag team with Bad Bunny, isn't he?
I thought
God bless. Come on, please.
Is this a setup?
You got the access to all the wrestlers in the world now with the Japanese market working. And you got to go get Shaq, and you got to get all this?
Bad Bunny is going to team with Punishment Martinez, Damian Priest, against The Miz and Morrison at Mania.
Oh, I mean, yeah. You know,
WrestleMania, that Mania, not Beatlemania.
I'm just.
So what's the like? I saw the Shaq angle, the kind of the preview for it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think he's gonna be able to do a whole lot, right?
Well, he'd be giant, strong, scary dude. He's that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can choke slam somebody and not even have to go all the way down with the choke.
Yeah.
They're just taking a back bump. You're kind of helping them down.
As long as Cody's bum shoulder hold up.
I just didn't know if this was a work. Like, you tweet this, man.
It's not a work. Soulja Boy is bright enough with enough business acumen to realize that WWE and their wrestlers have a huge, huge footprint on social media, and he could definitely use some streams. But is he gonna? He's not gonna do anything for popping a number on Monday Night Raw.
Pop that number.
Hey, in 2021, hey. Bad Bunny's a much bigger star, and he ain't really popping the number for him either. Soulja Boy ain't going to do nothing. Basically, all right, if you go back to the year 2000.
I love when you talk rap.
When we had WCW, right? Like Monday Night Show and Monday Night Raw, and they were still at war with each other.
Yeah, rap is crap.
Imagine if Falco came out trying to fight wrestlers.
Edie.
The timeline is about the same. I mean, Soulja Boy is as relevant now as Falco was in 2000.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy in 2021 is Mr. in 2000.
I can't tell now if you're shooting on WWE or Fat Boy for doing this story.
No, Soulja Boy.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you remember Simply Red?
Yeah.
Soulja Boy is as relevant now as they were in the year 2000.
What? You talking about Mick Hucknall? The legend?
Soulja Boy is as relevant in 2021 as Bananarama was in 2000.
Soulja Boy.
I never can tell, man. That's why I need you two to interject and let me know if you
hell, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He knows that about Embarrassment Martinez. I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, Randy Orton's not going to fight Soulja Punishment. Boy. He's Punishment. A foot taller than Soulja Boy. He outweighs him by about 130 pounds.
Yeah.
That wouldn't look good for Randy or anybody.
Maybe his wife.
Maybe.
You think Orton?
Am I spitting now? Throwing some heat?
Oh, some of Orton's tweets were great, but they're kind of dirty and you can't read them on the air.
He's on a different parallel than all the other superstars, right? Like, he can go in there and talk about whatever he wants show whatever he wants, and the other ones are like.
He gets whatever he wants. Yeah. Well, hell, he cut a promo on himself on Monday Night Raw this week.
Did he? What, wrong use of pronouns?
No, he was on TV talking to himself.
I mean, you look at his Instagram, it's full of him, RKO, and his kids. They got to get tired of it at some point.
Maybe.
Stop it. What are you going
to
do?
Maybe it's just part of his bit, or he's just reminding himself later when he watches Raw to do things. By the way, put the trash out, Matt. If you're listening to this on the podcast later on today, put the trash out today, okay? Thank you. This is you, by the way.
Randy Orton strikes me as the kind of dude who's like a redneck stepdad kind of guy who makes sure everybody in the house can hear when he's having sex.
Yes.
Randy Orton strikes me as that
dude. He would look at her, like if it was his stepson, he'd look at the stepson and point at the mom.
Well, when he's actually doing it, he makes sure everybody in the house hears it and knows what's going on.
Oh.
Probably leaves the door open and hopes somebody walks by.
Man, how many times do you think Nick Bollea got leg dropped growing up?
Oh, my God.
By
Linda or Terry?
Both.
Oh, man.
That's it, man. We're done.
All right, we'll take us a little break here. We'll come back now. We'll do some phone calls. 1-800-774-0093. We call them open phones. That means you can talk about anything you want to with us. We can also at some point work in Fat Boy's, you call it a victory?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fat Boy's victory.
There's a lot to that. A lot more than it even seems on the surface.
Why, did you have to pay like a mediator or somebody to come in and help you?
Did you have to pay a ransom to the
don't
people
answer
who
that.
Fished you?
What am I saying? Save
yeah,
that.
Yeah, save that
what
for
did you
there.
Say?
A ransom to the people who fished him.
Oh, okay. I misheard fished.
Oh, okay.
I was like, how dare you mention that already?
No,
without telling me.
I did that for free.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys, guys. Morning.
Get your rock on. A 93-minute rock block is coming up at 10, right after the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.